Here and welcome to Musicology. Today I want to start this video putting you on this situation. You're a musician and you found looking around your home old tapes, which they are loops that you made back in the 70s. And you say, well, I'm gonna digitalize it, why not? You start to digitalize the tapes and they start disintegrating while you're digitalizing all of those. They were disintegrating because of the pass of time. Your normal reaction would be, oh no, my loops are gone! But your reaction is like, whoa, my loops are gone. Cool. You love the idea of the tapes slowly disintegrating to the point that there's only blank noise. And the day you finished digitalizing all of your loops, some tragedy, some huge national tragedy happens. You place your camera to the window and start recording the final hours of that day. Then you release the loops, dedicating them to the victims of that tragedy. And then, my friends, that's the story of William Basinski and how 9/11 made the disintegration loops. The disintegration loops were released a few days after 9/11. And these recordings, as the title says, it consists of loops slowly disintegrating to the point that there's only blank noise. And remember what I said of putting a camera on the window the last hours of that day? That's what William Basinski did on 9/11. He placed the camera pointing at the window. He was at a building in Brooklyn and saw the tragedy. And the final hours of 9/11 were recorded by Basinski. And the disintegration loops were dedicated to all of the affected by 9/11. May all of those innocent lives rest in peace. And that's it for today's video. Leave a comment down below. I'm Aitor, and I'll see you next time.